We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is it acceptable to buy your partner workout equipment if your partner doesn't ask for workout equipment?
Yeah.
John and Tammy in the morning. Phone number is 833-287-1037 on KSON.
So there's been backlash for a couple of different reasons. I'm not as extreme as some people have been. I just thought it was annoying that a husband would give a wife workout equipment when she clearly didn't ask for it. It was a surprise. Some people were saying, here's a woman who's the one that I saw, a woman, 114-pound woman who spent a whole year transforming herself to a 112-pound woman. You know, it's like, you know, having some fun with it. And I don't mean it like bitter or anything like that. But I'll tell you right now, if I didn't ask for a gym membership or workout equipment and my husband bought it for me, that would bother me.
So we're talking about the Peloton commercial. Peloton is the craze right now. I've heard nothing but great things about Peloton as workout equipment. However, it's caused somewhat of a scandal. Some are saying it's sexist. I think a more accurate word in an area or in a time where we have to label everything is probably insensitive or just kind of out of touch. And it deems a question. Is it acceptable to buy workout equipment for your partner if they don't ask for workout equipment, gym membership, that kind of stuff? I had a friend once, you know, Deb. Tam?
Yes.
She said anything with a cord is not a present.
Right.
You buy someone anything with a cord.
Right.
Personally, I can't wait to open the present from Santa at our house. That's the vacuum robot thing.
Oh, nice. Oh, you got a Roomba.
I don't know if I got it or not. If I was a good boy, I did.
Oh, okay.
Well,
there's been a lot of fun with it. A couple of things. I was mentioning earlier how Ryan Reynolds with his gin jumped right on it and did a little parody commercial with his gin where he said exercise bike not included with it. Also, a comedian by the name of Eva Victor had a really funny parody commercial about getting the Peloton.
A Peloton? My husband got me a Peloton for Christmas. Nothing weird about that. Thank you. You get me. Okay, my first ride. I'm a little bit nervous, and rightly so, because my husband got me a f***ing workout bike for Christmas, and that's rude. Let's go. 6 days in a row. Are you surprised? I am that my marriage is still intact. Let's get on the bike.
6 a.m. My husband is sleeping soundly next to me, but I couldn't sleep a wink because what kind of sociopath gets his wife a f***ing stationary bike?
It's so funny.
It's really well done. I have to be honest. I didn't think anything of this. That's not true. I did think, this woman doesn't look like she needs exercise at all. Yeah. She's a rail.
Yeah.
That said, is it insensitive? Is it sexist? Is
would you
it
be
right?
Mad? Yeah. Would you be mad? 833-287-1037. If your significant other bought you without you asking exercise equipment, a gym membership, anything like that, would it bother you? How would you feel?
I don't want to man bash, but I'm tending to think this might be more female calls than male calls.
I don't know. If you didn't ask for something, if you didn't ask for like a big membership or a bunch of workout equipment and you got that for Christmas, what would you think?
It happened already.
Yeah.
My girlfriend over the weekend said, so when we sign up for gym classes, what do you want me to sign you up for? I'm like, oh. So, okay. I mean, maybe. I don't know. 833-287-1037. Is it acceptable to buy your significant other workout equipment if they don't ask for it?
Yeah, right.
Peloton's got themselves in a minor controversy with their Christmas ad about the man who blesses his wife with a brand new piece of workout equipment that she didn't ask for and is actually intimidated by it at the end of the year. She's like, hey, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. I love my husband.
Which is fine, but a lot of people are like, it's the whole fact that you don't get that for someone when they didn't even ask for it. Could be taken all kinds of wrong.
Welcome to John Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON.
That's how I felt when I saw it. I totally felt that way. It's like, she was like, oh, okay.
So you're like the woman in that brilliant satire?
Yes.
A Peloton? My husband got me a Peloton for Christmas. Nothing weird about that. Thank you. You get me. Okay, my first ride. I'm a little bit nervous, and rightly so, because my husband got me a f***ing workout bike for Christmas, and that's rude.
That's me. That's how I would feel 100%. Our phone number is 833-287-1037.
Christina is in Lakeside. Christina, would you be upset if your significant other got you workout equipment and you didn't ask for it?
Well, no. But I would be very upset because that Peloton bike is super expensive. I'd be upset he spent that much money without asking.
You don't care about the fact that he's insinuating he wants you to exercise. He's, you know, and by the way, another view might be, hey, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I want a long, healthy life, and this is going to help add to that. But no.
Really? Again, how would you feel if somebody told you you're going to change this because I want you to do it?
Well, I mean, that's how you look at it.
You just said it. That's exactly how you look at it.
But Christina's like, screw that. Yeah. He spent how many thousands of dollars on a bike? Forget it.
My best friend is a workout instructor, and she would like fall over happy if her husband bought her one of those because they're so expensive.
Yeah, they really are.
And it's her thing. Yeah.
All right,
clearly,
Christina.
The woman in the commercial has never done it. She went, "Oh, okay, I'm nervous. I've never done this before." So it's a little different when it's your bag, right?
Thank you, Christina. Take care.
Let's go to Lynn in El Cajon. Lynn, what would you think about that?
Oh, I'd beat him. I'd beat him with the Peloton.
I'd beat him with the Peloton. That's an interesting workout.
Yeah.
I'd probably blow a lot of calories doing that.
Yeah. Well, actually, see, my ex-husband did that to my daughter. He gave her workout gear for Christmas and gave the rest of the kids toys.
Oh no, man.
And she was like, thanks, Dad. And he still, to this day, doesn't understand why it was hurtful. He's like, well, she needed to lose weight.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go. And you know what? And now we know why he's an ex-husband. So there you go.
Yes, we do.
All right, Lynn. Thank you, honey.
That poor girl.
Let's go to Cheryl in El Cajon. Cheryl, what is your take on this?
I would die of happiness if my fiance bought me a Peloton for Christmas.
Have you told him? I mean, is that something you're interested in?
Okay, so I get up at 3:15 every morning to go work out. So I can see both sides. If you work out every day, then yeah. It would be a cool gift. But if I was overweight and didn't exercise and he bought me one, that would be not a smart idea.
Yeah. Right. So you're into it anyway. So you're like, God, thank you. That's even better.
Yeah.
But you said you get up at 3:15 to exercise.
Yes.
Every day. That's discipline, man. That is discipline.
I mean, I take a couple days off. But
that's okay.
About 5 days a week, I do.
God, I think I'd do that one day and then I'd say, you know what? I'll wear sweatpants. Well, all right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Becky's in Lakeside. Becky, what's your take on that?
Good morning, John and Tammy. Well, if it's for my husband, I can say it. I wouldn't mind buying it, but if he bought it for me, it's a different story.
So let me get this straight. If it's him, no. If it's you, of course.
Hypocrite.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that logic at all, Becky.
I like how you're admitting you're a hypocrite, though. All right, Rob's in Fallbrook. You did this last year, Rob. Explain.
Yeah, last year I thought I would give my wife a surprise of a 30-day free trial unlimited yoga classes here in town, which I thought was very nice. The first thing she did when she opened was kind of look at me like, is this, why did you give me this type of thing? Well, this certificate is still sitting on our dresser as we speak today, and we just talked about it again yesterday about, what do you think I need to go? Why do you give me these things? You know, it's like, I don't know what to say. I honestly did it in good intentions, never to say that you need it.
Right. So you thought it would be something she would enjoy, and she just really took it the wrong way and just can't get past that.
Yeah, actually, I really thought it would be nice if we'd done it together. Because I did buy a package deal for both of us. I used mine within the first 3 months.
Yeah, and you say that the certificate you got her is still on your dresser to this day.
Absolutely, and even this past weekend, I asked her, I said, can I sign you up? Can we get you over there? Because it's not far. It's right down the street.
Yeah, I'm starting to think she really doesn't want it, pal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.